And I'm not suggesting that all the children of these Plato's tribesmen are aware of the details of their intentions. Who knows? It is irrelevant for us claiming our future. But that is the intention, the goal, to be free of us in any sense of being concerned about our claiming ourselves for ourselves, is their intention, their goal. For them, however, for us, the issue, this issue of claiming the future, has become one of energy and balance. Their vision and MO wildly out of balance with the earth, ours seeking balance with the earth. Recall what Alice said, that those whose authentic selves have been entirely suppressed, and of none is this more comprehensively, totally the case, than those conditioned to believe they exist only to serve the quote-unquote perfect state, i.e. the mission of establishing perfection, because they have deeply internalized the notion that they are not good enough, they are not sufficient. And of course, blaming us as the cause of it. That such as this have no access to their own vitality, Alice has shown us, and are possessed by a longing to destroy others' vitality wherever they see it, are possessed of a hatred that is insatiable, which translates in such who have amassed massive resources for the purpose of murdering us, our vitality, spiritual and physical, into a tremendous capacity for destructiveness. The result is a social arrangement wildly out of balance with available resources. For their compulsion to destroy, consume, without cessation, their appetite for death cannot be sated. And the imposition of their compulsion on us means we are caught up in them, have, in a temporary sense, become them. For as long as they, to our minds, seem to feed us, hold our attention, claim our time, they hold back our natural process of seeking balance, achieving our wholeness, claiming our power. But they've butt up against the planet's physical limits, butt up against material limits for doing that, for purchasing our attention, buying our time, which is just another way of saying that the global coerced work system is disintegrating. Life is ever seeking balance, and life in us is strong. We want to listen to our bodies. We want authentic knowledge. We want good fellowship. We want freedom. But we've never been asked and have never asked ourselves to define freedom. The issue for us can be stated in terms of energy. We want access to our vitality, to our full power, our wholeness. And claiming our wholeness is self-creation, is happiness. I described our wholeness in waking up as having access to all three phases of our power, the ancestors, the earth, and each other, which correspond with mind, body, and spirit. The martial arts help us claim the vitality of our bodies fully. Alice helps us claim the vitality of our souls fully. And the truth, the right story, is the third phase. And we need all three to have access to our full vitality. So what would a world be that supported our full access to our own energy? And how do we get it, if not by being it? Before we begin, picture the world you want to live in. Picture it vivid, in rich detail, its social arrangements, its structures for living. What happens in them? How closely spaced are they, these structures? What lay between? How do we relate to each other? What are the lives we lead? Are they leisurely? We're arguing that the main threats to us are due to a world created by the few. Asking ourselves, what is the world we want, is asking our bodies what they want. What is the world we must form that with our bodies conforms? After which the question comes, how do we make ourselves into the kind of humans that inhabit, support, reproduce, and maintain that world?